Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Hoard, along with Bengals head coach Marvin Lewis, who will be back after signing a contract extension on Tuesday. Marvin, ultimately, you want what they want, to win a Super Bowl title.
No doubt about it, Dan. You know, when you ascend to the NFL level and then as a head coach, you have one goal for the football team and organization each and every year, and that's to be world champions. And we haven't got there, and I've got an opportunity now to build a better football team, to build a better, a stronger team that makes more plays, and we got to get it back where we get ourselves back to win the division and move forward into the playoffs and through the playoffs. And that's goal is I'm excited about it. We've got a great group of players, and we got to get it done.
Why do you think you're still the right person to get this team over the hump?
Well, you know, I look back, and, you know, when I started in this job in 03, and, you know, when I think about, you know, where I was as a coach and to where you are now, and you're certainly a lot better football coach now than I was in 03. And we have to, you know, the direct the players, our detail with the players in every way, from start to finish, we've got to be better. Everybody around you that you compete against gets better. And we've got to be better. And frankly, I left that upon our players before they left, that regardless was who's standing in front of them to begin the 2018 season, they had to understand, they had to roll up their sleeves and they had to go to work and they had to be better and they had to figure out how to win close games, how to take advantage of every opportunity. So, you know, I'm excited about that.
You were at a somewhat similar point after the 2010 season and did what you called at the time a reboot and made some changes, and the result was 5 straight trips to the playoffs. Are you doing another reboot, for lack of a better term?
Well, I don't like that word. we don't want to, you know, if we already used the word, let's find something new. But I think we got to build a better, stronger team, and there's no doubt about that. And I think that's what we're doing right now, is we're going to build a better, stronger team. We've got to look at everything we do from start to finish, soup to nuts, and make sure it helps us get in position to win football games in 2018 and eventually get to the end.
Will you be making changes on your coaching staff?
Well, I think this time of year there's always going to be changes. I mean, that's the way it goes. Unfortunately, in coaching at this level, that there's movement on staffs, and we've got to, you know, we've got to continue to look at that and make sure we're doing the right things. And so, you know, I've had a lot of coaches here been with me for a little bit of time. And we've got some new people and so forth. We'll have a new offensive coordinator in Bill Lazor, who I'm excited about, to have his opportunity to put his hands and imprint on the offense from start to finish. And I think Bill did a good job of taking over when he did, and we improved, and we got our quarterback back playing the way we wanted him to play. And now we've just got to fine-tune everything around Andy and continue to get better to give Andy the opportunity so that we can open up, you know, more of our vertical passing game again and do the things that we've known Andy to be able to do since he came here in 2011.
You met with Mike on Monday and Tuesday and talked about the team and talked about your future. Did anything come out of those discussions that you believe enhances your ability to lead this team to a Super Bowl title?
Well, I think the biggest thing is I think we all recognize where we had some deficiencies. And sometimes you think we're going to overcome those, and we didn't. And I think to make sure that we ever get in that situation again, we overdo it to make sure we're covered in those areas. And I think we all feel bad about how the last season went. And we lost close games. We lost games we were in, games we had leads. Literally, in all three phases, we needed to be better.
Statistically, the biggest problem was offense, as you finished 26th in scoring. You mentioned the return of Bill Lazor. What are some specific things that need to be better on offense?
Well, we obviously need to start out the season and be able to run the football productively. That's number one, because that opens up everything else. Secondly, we have to continually protect our quarterback. We've gone to 2 seasons where we've not been as good as we've been in past years at protecting our quarterback. And a quarterback needs an opportunity to have time and rhythm and so forth. And then we've got to hit vertical plays that we talked about. We have one of the best wide receivers in the NFL and probably one of the strongest receiver groups in the NFL. And we have to provide time and opportunity to get those things done with our quarterback, who is blessed with a great concept of feel and timing just innately.
How vital is it for John Ross to be a big contributor next year?
Well, I think it's important. I don't know about the word vital. That means a lot. That's a big, but it's important that John be able to carve out a role and be able to help the football team offensively. That's what he was brought here to do, and we hope for big things for John Ross in 2018.
Will you try to re-sign Tyler Eifert?
Yeah, the club will like to obviously re-sign Tyler. We've always made a great attempt to re-sign our good players, and obviously Tyler's career has not been what he wanted or we expected. He's had some injuries he's had to continually overcome, and he's fighting back from some right now this year.
Any changes to the organization's approach to free agency?
Well, I think the approach to free agency has been consistent with what do we need to do to supplement the football team. And I think we're excited again, led by Duke Tobin, to take a look at what people are available. You can't create a player that if he's not there and, at a position. So we don't want to bog the football team down by taking a player who doesn't do it the way we want it done and maybe his background isn't what we exactly like as a veteran player. As a younger player, we have a chance to shape and mold that guy and do better things with him. But, we want to make sure it's a great fit all the way around, both the play part and then the financial constraints that puts you under, because the term free agency we know is not really a good model of what it actually is. Nothing free about it. And, we've got to be diligent and make sure we supplement the football team where we need to.
You mentioned early in this interview that you consider yourself a better coach than you were in 2003 when you initially got the job. Are you constantly self-evaluating just as you put on the tape and watch your players? Are you constantly trying to think, how can I do my thing better?
Well, I think we always do. You have to. And, we're always fans of our friends and other people in coaching and how things are done, how things are tweaked a little bit differently and so forth. We've continued to tweak how we do things here, and we're going to have to in 2018. But I know we got to build a more physical product. We have to be more physical on the field from the onset of our start and our ability to do those things, and that's going to be really important for us to have the season in 2018 we need to have.
Since 2003, you've taken the team from here to here. You're trying to get to here. Is that the hard part, that final step to take it to the top?
Well, I think the fact that when you get to the point in the season where the way the schedule is set up, now you're playing teams that you're competing against that are playoff teams year after year, and you've got to beat those teams to get there. And we got there this year, and we didn't finish. We lost 3 football games in a row. We win those football games, it's all a different conversation at the end of the season because we were playing teams that just like us would have been fighting to go to the playoffs. And that's the way the schedule was set up. And that's what you have to do. You've got to beat the good football teams in order to be a great football team, and because those are the teams you're going to play as you get to the playoffs.
Appreciate your time. Best of luck going forward.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
All right. That is Bengals head coach Marvin Lewis, and I'm Dan Hoard for Bengals.com.